Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let me find Adam. He's got a new book, and it's great. I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, Navigating Our All Woke, No Joke Culture. And he couldn't be more right.
No, he's really, on it.
He couldn't be more right.
Born May 27th in Philadelphia and raised in North Hollywood, California. He got his start in radio at famed Los Angeles station KROQ, which led to his decade-long co-hosting gig on the long-running syndicated show, Love Line. He went on to co-host Comedy Central's The Man Show, host his own hugely successful podcast, and author such books as In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, and Not Taco Bell Material, and his latest book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, Navigating Our All Woke No Joke Culture, is out today. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Adam Carolla.
Adam, how have you been, man?
I've been well. Good to talk to you, Johnny.
You too, man. I'm just in love with the amount of books you can put out and how good they consistently stay. So I got this one late last night, so I'm just four chapters in. This morning during the show, during commercial breaks, I've been jumping in. And right out of the gate, I'm like, yeah, he nailed it again. Nobody can seem to find the middle, can they?
No. It's crazy. But, you know, I there's probably metaphor in the book somewhere that basically says it's funny, you get the crap kicked out of you in the middle. You have to go all in or all out.
Yeah.
You know, I always use this metaphor, and believe me, we should all be living in the middle. The
yes.
Middle class, the middle is good. The middle's where you want to be, but we're all in, we're all out. You know, we're either Antifa or we're Nazis. It's like or we're Black Lives Matter. Like, we're just all over the road. And the middle is the calmest, best place to live. But I always say, it's like, here's the problem with the middle. You're either, if you go to the beach, you're either laying on the sand and enjoying yourself, or you can get out past the breakers and be floating out in the calm water. The middle is where the waves are breaking, and that's where you get pummeled.
Yeah.
When you try to kind of hang in the middle, you just get sand in your crack. And
it's so true, man. No, listen, I'm a guy who likes to shoot guns, but I don't hunt. I'm not a big fan of organized religion, but I believe in the death penalty. You know, there's all kinds of stuff out there. I don't care who you bang as long as you're both adults. I don't care about skin color. I don't care about who you want to worship. I'm judging you based on your taste in music, period. And that's the end of it. But you make the left mad, you make the right mad. I'm some kind of I'm a terrible guy because I don't see a bunch of skin color. Or I admit that I do see color. I do. Just like, that's how I get in the right car when I go out to the parking lot, because I notice what color my car is. You know, the absurdity of someone saying, I don't see color. Of course you do. The problem isn't seeing color. It's thinking negatively about it. It's whispering the word Mexican when you talk about people from Mexico.
I'm the same way when I go out to get my car in the parking lot. Only white Uber drivers will do. I totally hear you. I completely agree. I don't know why you use that metaphor, but I'm 100% down with white Uber drivers. I don't know what we're doing here.
No.
In 2020?
Of course.
Broken down, like, as a woman of color, as a gay man. Like, really? Who cares?
Well, yeah, the whole point is to not care. The point is to not care, right? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Not care anymore. And that's good. I don't I don't judge you on it. It doesn't matter.
The ultimate in evolution is I'm a conductor and I want the best players for my symphony. And I don't care if it's men or women or black or white or straight or gay. I just want the best for the job. And by the way, that's why we love sports.
Yeah.
Sports work.
I can see why people do. Yeah.
It does.
By the way, your description on Trump's... I know I'm jumping all over, but I only hit a few chapters. And your description of working with Donald Trump and his hair was so magnificent. I was actually... And people overuse it, but I was literally laughing out loud reading the paragraphs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm glad. Well, you know, the book is, you know, first and foremost funny. I mean, the job for me is I can spit out all the venom I want, and I can do all the social commentary I want, but it's got to be funny.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Well, I think what you do, Adam, and I think what great comedians do and great people, comedy has always been about looking at society. And maybe, just maybe, if you laugh a little bit, you might see your ridiculous, the nature of it all, the stance of it all. Of course a blind person needs a seeing eye dog. But do we need to bring tiny donkeys on airlines? No, we really don't.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's well, obviously people just want to fly with their pets for free. But it is, the airport is kind of a little microcosm of what we've all kind of turned into and what society's turned into. You know, you're telling the old lady to get out of her wheelchair and take out her costume bag. You know, you got this middle-aged chick. I've seen women, by the way, traveling with 2 and 3 lap dogs. Like, which one of these is your support dog? Or is one of them supporting the other dog? Like, it is absolutely insane.
Yeah, and by the way, allow me to confess to my own hypocrisy. When that stuff first started happening, I've never flown with Barger, my dog, who comes to work with me every day. But I got him a little vest and a little jacket, so when I traveled, he could walk right in the hotel with me, and he goes right to the room, and that's the end of that. So yes, I'm in the middle of it, but I totally see the absurdity of it all. You know, that's again, I'm right in the middle.
Yeah, the middle, and here's the problem. Nobody wants to be in the middle anymore. I don't know why. It's like it's not attractive. It's not sexy. You know, it's this bourgeoisie thing, like this house with the white picket fence and 2 kids. Like all the stuff that made this country great was basically the middle. Just regular folk working regular jobs, you know, going, saving up a little money, going out for dinner on the weekend. It's all, even if you look at, like, everything in advertising, it's like the extreme Baconator burger from Carl's Jr. Like, there's only extreme this and extreme that. It's kind of an annoying way to go through life. The middle is nice, and we should get back to it. And I think the problem is maybe social media is eliminating the middle because no one...
Yes.
Everyone in social media wants to push out a tweet and have either everyone love it or everyone hate it, you know, start a fire.
Right.
No one wants, that's sensible. I guess I kind of agree with that.
Yeah. Well, it's I know we got to wrap, but it's, yes. Here's what social media is, Adam, to me. It's when we were kids or younger, we'd have a party and you'd be like, hey, man, remember, don't tell Steve we're having a party because that guy's a dick. That's how you had a party. You kept the bad guys out. Now they just walk. They have a key to your front door, and they go, "I heard there was a party in here," and everybody. And you're like, "This is all ruined." That's social media. We always were able to keep the guys you didn't want to hang out with out of your circle.
Right, right. And now it's on. And yes, it's funny. We had a guy named Ray who we wouldn't invite to any of our parties.
Yeah,
got drunk and was completely out of control. And we literally have parties called DTR parties. Don't tell Ray.
That's right.
That's right. DTR parties. There were don't tell Ray parties.
Yes.
And we would tell Ray. Like, Ray go, what's going on this weekend? We go, yeah, we got a DTR party going on. Sorry, Ray. It's DTR.
Dude, Adam, I hate that they give us these 10-minute windows, but, man, anytime you want to come, let me finish this book, and then if you've got some time, I know you got a lot of things going on in your world, but if you want to, man, let's book something where we're not super time-constrained and really go through the book, because I think it has a lot to say.
Yeah, read the book, and I'll come back on, and we'll break it down.
Please. The great Adam Carolla, man. Nice job. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.